Blog Talk Radio.
Inspirational show, and thank you for listening in. I want to celebrate, acknowledge, and appreciate my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe. Top of the Morning is presented by Hulda's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.huldahusministries.org. That's Hulda's House Ministries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, and we are excited about the new changes that will be made to the website very shortly. We bring special greetings to the worldwide affiliate partners of Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ and Hulda's House Ministries in India, Pakistan, Liberia, Kenya, Nigeria, and Ghana. Good morning, by Mandisa with Toby Mac opens the show.
Be like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb, cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Top of the Morning Weekly Web Radio Show is on Facebook. Like Top of the Morning Radio Show and stay informed about different events. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in the great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service times: Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Our Sunday schedule: Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. Banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at the Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. First Sunday is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with free care packages. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly family and friends day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimtogic.org. It's Sunday. It's our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Upper Room International Ministries Kojic is now on Facebook. Like our page, Upper Room International Ministries Kojic, and stay informed about ministry events. Or follow us on Twitter at all uppercase, URIMCOGIC. Kojic House Ministries endorses the following. TAP Media Management, that's T.A.P. Media Management provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call Mr. Noel Figueroa at 646-372-6230. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. New Gospel Radio, The Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern to www.eastgatebroadcasting.com. If you live in the Hamptons, New York area, you can tune into 90.7 and 93.3 FM, WEGB, hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. The Voice of the Hamptons. Check out www.gospelisgolden.com, a 24-hour gospel station. Top of the Morning is rebroadcast on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern on this station. My guests today are Dr. Timothy and Natanya Ellington of Ellington Enterprise LLC, Fit for the Kingdom, your holistic health coaches. Joy of Life Ministries Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, pastor, Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Check out Gospel House Ministries in Brooklyn. Follow them on Twitter at Gospel House DK, that's one word, or subscribe to their YouTube channel, Gospel House 10 DK. Reverend Herbert Ward, pastor, Brenda Ward, Reverend Herbert Ward, senior pastor, Brenda Ward, pastor. Worship is more than a feeling. It's a lifestyle. Save an anointed musician available. Plays organ and keyboard, versatile in traditional and contemporary music. Can also cite lead. References are available. Call Minister Terrence Butler at 917-406-7132 or email him at tbutler57@aol.com. Saturday night Sunday school, the Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 1700-045-POUND. I will be the guest instructor on Saturday, July 20th. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. Ticket giveaway. I want to give away 2 tickets to a stage play in Harlem called Ready or Not, Here I Come. We're giving away tickets to the July 21 and August 3rd performances at 5 p.m. at the Dempsey Theater, 127 West 127th Street, between Lenox and 7th Avenue. Ready or Not, Here I Come is a story about the choices that we make and the consequences of those choices. You can call now 1-877-404-1824 and I will take your information offline and forward it to the producers of this stage play. On Monday, August 5 and Monday, August 12, Top of the Morning will not air a live broadcast. I encourage you to listen to any previous broadcast you may have missed. Some recommendations, any of the February or March shows I celebrated African Heritage Month and Women's History Month, respectively, with very special guests. Or April 1 episode with Pastor Diva Tim, the April 8 episode with noted author and seer Jonathan Wilson. On April 29 with Pastor Michael Jenkins and poet John Evans, just click on www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor-Maureen. Scroll down and that will take you to any previous episodes with descriptions. This concludes the announcement. Please govern yourself accordingly. The short selection was The Martins in Christ There Is No East or West, and the music playing in the background during the announcements was David Frazier singing God Is Doing Something Wonderful in Me. It's time to pray. And the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 says, men are always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. The music in the background is Alpha and Omega by Israel Houghton and New Breed. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. You are Alpha and Omega. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. We worship you, for you are great. I will lift up mine eyes into the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. Save the unsaved. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, we shall the ungodly and sinner appear. Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we're healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are a deliverer. So, in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and loose healing for afflicted bodies and healing for tormented minds. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Let your faith go up. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. Your word states that you are the Lord God who healeth thee. In the master's name of Jesus, I speak to cancer. The spirit of cancer be rebuked in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, congestive heart failure be rebuked. I lose complete restoration and healing in the chest area. In the name of Jesus, I speak to asthma and conditions related to asthma. Be healed from that condition. No more fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. I plead the blood of Jesus against severe allergy attacks against the saints in this season. Lord, you heal up the broken in heart and bind up their wounds. In the name of Jesus, heal wounded emotions. Heal broken family relationships. Heal backsliders. Lord, help us to seek first your kingdom and all his righteousness, because we know that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. You are a God that is close by, not far off. Your ear is inclined to the righteous. Behold, your hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is your ear heavy that it cannot hear. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively, because it will avail much. So God, help us to talk in our prayers. Be sensitive to your promptings and increase our discernment. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I lose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We're standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. We're standing with our loins girded about with truth. We're standing on our testimony. Having done all to stand, we're standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. Lord Jesus, we give you the glory and honor as we stand. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant to us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any plot the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned to foolishness. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness, prayerlessness, and carnality among the saints. I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ. And I release kindness, meekness, respect, and the celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind barrenness and loose increase. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that had us bound. And on today, we decree and declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignments. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise for the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, accused of the brethren, with the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to warn my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness of fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire, and we are coming out of gold. For you alone know the way that we take. On this day, we confess that we will acknowledge you in all of our ways, but we will trust in you and not lean to our understanding. Lead us in the everlasting way, for your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, grant our petitions, for we know that there is nothing too difficult for you. Help us to delight in you, to so that our desires become your desires. Instruct us and teach us in the way we should go. Order our steps and take over our plans. I decree and I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the sons of physical anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Lord Jesus, I thank you because as you did for your servant Daniel, you have come for my word. Lord Jesus, I agree with your will for my life, and I declare on the day that no weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop me from pleasing you in everything I do. Help us to see what you are saying with spiritual eyes. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto me wisdom in every area of my life. Let me have and walk in the spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give me the treasures of darkness and give riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time of favor and my season of transformation. Lord, we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, remove spiritual cataracts and scales from our eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1 and 11, Apostle Paul desired to impart spiritual gifts so that others would be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. Lord Jesus, I am in agreement with our apostolic leaders that those who have been called to the different offices of fivefold ministry will accept the call, go through the process, and wait for you to commission them. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. The Lord God shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Lord, we declare on today that we will walk in the Spirit, be led by your Spirit, produce much fruit of his Spirit, because we abide in you and live in the Spirit. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people, that the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers into the harvest, but let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you thanks that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Jesus' name, amen.
I said, you know, one of the most important things to me is that people get to really worship God. For the next few minutes, I know you've been worshiping, but I want to invite his presence to be here, to stay with us and dwell here. And you can stand, you can sit, you just respond to the presence of God. Because when we begin to worship him, he inhabits our praise. The Bible says he inhabits our praise. He sits on our worship. Well, can't you just feel him in this place tonight? Lift up your hands and just cry out. Say, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Fill this place with your presence, with your glory. We need you. So fill this room. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fill this room. The kind of glory, sweet perfume, 'cause we need your presence, we need you, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Sing it with Oh.
That was Martha Munizzi, Holy Spirit Filled This Room. We're getting ready to go to our Spotlight Is Young You interview segment with the Ellisons. I'm getting ready to bring them on the line. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Butler. How are you feeling today?
We are feeling awesome. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, doing great, doing great. Once you know, I'll put in a little treadmill run about 5 this morning so I can have some energy when I talk to you guys. So first of all, let's, let's get a crack caffeine. Let me get a little running. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Who we are, we first and foremost, we are children of the Most High God. And what we do, we are holistic health coaches, meaning we study herbs for alternative medicinal practices. We also study nutrition and food chemistry, what we put on our body as well as what we put in our body. We are holistic health coaches.
Excellent. That's much needed in today's society. So is your husband also on the line with us?
Yes, he is.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. Okay, so can you guys talk a little bit about your ministry, any journey, challenges, and successes, like how you got to where you are now with, you know, the different, I would say, innocent businesses that you have?
Sure. It's glad to be with you this morning. I'll give you a portion of how I got started, and then Latanya can join, share with her, and then we'll bring it all together so everyone can pretty much have a big picture of how we came about. When it came to my family growing up, they had a certain environment, a certain culture that caused them to eat certain type of foods that ended up creating diabetes, arthritis, and then because of all the toxicities in the body from eating like that for a certain period of time, it created cancer, high blood pressure, all the type of stuff. And I would see it as a child, and it would bother me. And with me being raised also in the Church of God in Christ, I would witness the power of God, but then I would yet wonder why people would get healed, but then in return, somehow, some way, they get sick either with something else or it would come back. So as to make it short, as a child, I would, study the Word of God about healing and all that, and then God would begin to use me for people to be healed. But I knew there was something bigger. I knew there was something greater. And I began to have a desire to understand herbs even as a child. So to kind of speed things up, as I got into my adulthood, I began to practice herbs at a small scale. And people were being healed. People were being, set free from whether it was diabetes, whether it was arthritis, inflammation, candida, yeast, all that type of stuff. People's being healed. So now, speeding up even faster, almost going on a year now, God began to put that passion back in me because I started seeing obesity saints, who are anointed and all that type of stuff, but they're sick. They're physically sick. They're sick. And I said, God, there has to be something better. So He reflamed the passion in me, and I began to go deeper into what herbology is all about, to the point that God allowed me to create my own curriculum and present it to a Christian university where I'm a professor now. It's called Kingdom Herbology. It allows us to view how God sees the herbs. And the Bible says in Genesis 1:29 that God said, "Behold, I've given you every plant yielding seed that in the face of all the earth, and every tree with the seed is fruit. And you shall have them for food." So God viewed them as food. So instead of eating all this other stuff, we should be eating this food, and it would help eliminate a lot of the viruses, diseases, and sicknesses that we have. And that is just a photo of what we do as herbologists.
And for me, it was my mother and my sister. My sister was an anointed woman of God. She also, too, was Church of God in Christ, and she suffered from schizophrenia. She suffered from epilepsy. She suffered from diabetes, and she passed away at 47 years old at the height of her ministry, and I just could not understand that. And my mother, she passed away at 53, And so, and that was from emphysema from smoking. And from there, it just, the passion, it grew and it grew and it grew. And when I came into the body of Christ, when I gave my life over fully, honestly, wholeheartedly surrendered in 2009, God had given me fit for the kingdom. And he mm-hmm. gave me a mandate. He said, prepare my people to fulfill their purpose in the earth, because it's difficult to fulfill your purpose in the earth when you are bedridden with diabetes. It is hard to fulfill your purpose in the earth when you have arthritis. It's difficult for them to see a God who we say heals, but then we're not healed. And so it just, you know, from there, it just, you know, with Tim and I can say that we flow in the healing ministry. We could, you know, we could have radio shows and people would literally be healed from us praying on our shows that we had in the past. And so this is something that God has given us. We are passionate about it. We are passionate about eradicating ignorance, because it's not diabetes that we die from. It's not, you know, high blood pressure or heart disease. It's ignorance. He said his people perish from lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. Excellent. I like, you know, what both of you said, especially how you kind of came to where you are now and how God used you and the gifts, the Bible says, gifts of healing. So they're all kinds of healings. And this is so timely what the church needs now. And I want to say that, you know, I shared with you that, you know, I had gone through breast cancer. I'm a breast cancer survivor. But since then, my mother has always taught us about good health and eating correctly and vitamins. So since then, I'm more determined. I said, Lord, if I'm going to be used to fulfill my purpose in this earth, if you want me to go to the nations, I have to be healthy. I have to eat correctly. So since then, I've made really a conscientious effort to really eat healthy. So this is just a very timely interview. Now, where can a listening audience get some of your information?
Well, they can contact us via web. Our website is www.ellingtonenterprise, and that's ELLINGTON enterprise.biz, and they can send us an email at ellingtonenterpriseLLC@gmail.com, and they can also contact us via phone, 571-931-0878.
Amen. You know, and I'm just a believer that our relationship will continue because we are on the same path, and I'm surrounded by some very good people who try to make certain that I do what's right all the time. But we must take care of our temples. If we're going to really be used as God wants to use us, we have to take care of our temples. And once you've been sick and have gone through hospital stays and surgeries, you have a very different perspective. I really appreciate both of you for coming on this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we hang up?
Yes, I will say, I'd like to say this, that, you know, God wishes above everything. I mean, he said that he wishes that we would prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. It is important we do our part. He's already done his part. We have to do our part with taking care of our temples, even as we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory.
That is a word on this morning. That's a word that I'm sure the listening audience can hold on to as people listen to this today and throughout the week. I appreciate you, Dr. Tim and Sister Latanya, and we certainly be in touch, and I believe this is certainly covenant connection for us, and we'll be able to do some things together in the future. I pray Godspeed over both of you and that he'll continue to stir up all the gifts of healing in your life and will prosper your ministry. So I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. God bless you.
All right, take care. Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We thank the Ellingtons on this morning. That was really such a dynamic interview. After I Need Thee by Ann McCrary, I will come back and teach the weekly lesson. I'm continuing the series on the food of the Spirit.
I need thee, oh, I need thee, every
of the Spirit, Lesson 5. On last week, I reviewed the characteristics gentleness and goodness. On today, I will teach on the characteristics faith and meekness. There will be some similarities with meekness and gentleness. The four overarching themes for this series are walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and live in the Spirit. The characteristics are broken into three groups. The first group contains those characteristics which turns one's thoughts toward God, love for lovers of God, joy to rejoice in the Lord, peace, for from God comes the peace that surpasses all understanding. The second group contains those characteristics that direct our attention to our fellow man, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. The third group of characteristics refer more directly to oneself, faith, meekness, temperance. The lesson learning outcome is to review characteristics faith and meekness using the lesson template, which covers definitions, what the word states about the characteristics, and an inspirational thought. The scriptures for today are Galatians 5:22-24 and John 15:5. Let's begin. All scriptures, unless otherwise stated, are King James Version. Galatians 5, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Let's look at faith or faithfulness. Definition. In the listing of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22, every modern translation renders the word that the King James Version translates into faith as faithfulness, fidelity, or good faith. In his commentary on Galatians, William Barclay writes, this word pistis is common in secular Greek for trustworthiness. It is a characteristic of the man who is reliable. The character of one who can be relied on, that's from there. Faithful, to be trusted, reliable, that's from rhyme. The English usage of faithful teaches us much that is practical. A large number of synonyms can be related to it, which give understanding in more specific situations. Webster's New World Dictionary defines faithful as maintaining allegiance, constant, loyal, marked by or showing a strong sense of duty or responsibility, conscientious, accurate, reliable, exact. The dictionary then compares faithful with its synonym. Faithful implies steadfast adherence to a person or thing to which one is bound as by an oath or obligation. Let's go to exploring the word. I will look at this characteristic by looking at the faithfulness of Jesus and God, areas in which we need more faithfulness, and then a conclusion and inspirational thought. Faithfulness is essential for those who would receive the crown of life. That's Revelation 2:10. Anyone who is led by the Spirit of God should be motivated to produce the virtue of faithfulness in their own lives as they contemplate the faithfulness of Jesus and God. The faithfulness of Jesus. Jesus was faithful in fulfilling his role as the Son of God, just as Moses was faithful as a servant. Hebrews 3:1-2. Jesus was faithful in carrying out the work given him. He is also faithful in the role of being our high priest. Hebrews 2:17-18. Faithful because he understands our weakness. Hebrews 4:14-15. Faithful because he richly supplies us with grace and mercy. The faithfulness of God. God has always been known as a God of faithfulness. Deuteronomy 7:9. And toward those who are his children, he is faithful, reliable, and trustworthy, not to allow us to be tempted beyond that we are able to bear. 1 Corinthians 10:13. To protect us from the evil one and to complete his work of salvation in us. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. We must be faithful as well. So areas in which we need greater faithfulness. We need to be more faithful to God and Christ in how we use our talents, our abilities, our opportunities. Too often people are like the one talent person, burying their talent. This greatly displeases the Lord. Look at Matthew 25:24-26. Or people make excuses, but for every excuse man can devise, God can provide a way for us to be faithful. We begin teaching by being faithful in small things, as indicated in Jesus' promise in Luke 16:10. If we can't be counted upon for small things, how can we be expected to be considered reliable when the going gets tough? Look at Jeremiah 12:5. We need to be faithful to the church. The family of God always has need of people who are truly faithful. Lack of faithfulness to God's people can be seen several ways. We don't need to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as Hebrews 10:24. lack of participation in the life of the church, neglecting opportunities to learn and grow together in God's word, and leaving it to others to carry out the work of the church, or not being concerned about the welfare of your brothers and sisters. Do you need to have more faithfulness to the church? Ask yourself, if everyone were as faithful as I am, what kind of church would this be? Would anyone be here except for Sunday morning worship? Would there be any teachers for our children's classes? Would the church be growing, both numerically and spiritually? Would the church even exist? Consider this example of faithfulness to the church. Grandma Chavo, a resident of Thailand, does not impress strangers. She is small of stature, bent with age, her hands and fingers gnawed with arthritis. She often stands quietly to one side. Her name translated into English means always. Despite her unimpressive physical appearance, Grandma always has inspired her missionary friends and Thai Christians by her faithfulness. A widow and over 90 years of age, she lives as a servant in a Thai home. Every Sunday, she walks 2 miles to church. Out of her income of 5 cents a day, she regularly gives one day's wages to the Lord every week. When her missionary friends drive her home from church services, she gets out, bows her head in an audible prayer for the missionaries and the work of Christ in Thailand. One missionary says, the thought of Grandma always, faithfulness, humbles and deepens us. That was from the Dictionary of Christian Illustrations. What the church needs are more grandma always, both young and old. We need to be more faithful to our families as well. Fathers need to be faithful in fulfilling their spiritual roles. Mothers need to be faithful in fulfilling their family responsibilities. Of course, husbands and wives need to be faithful to one another in their respective duties. Children should also be faithful. Do not our families deserve faithful spouses, parents, and children? Finally, we need to be more faithful to ourselves. Shakespeare once described a man. He wears his faith as the fashion of his hat. Too often, some Christians are like that. If it is fashionable to be faithful, to be a faithful Christian, then they are. If not, then they are not. But for those who are faithful to themselves as well as to God, you will be preserved by the Lord, for the Lord preserves the faithful, Psalm 31:23, and blessed by the Lord. A faithful man will abound with blessings, Proverbs 28:20. Do we not owe it to ourselves to be faithful? Conclusion. William Barclay ended his examination of this word in this way. This oath is indeed a great word. It describes the man on whose faithful services we may rely, on whose loyalty we may depend, whose word we can unreservedly accept. It describes a man in whom there is the unswerving and inflexible fidelity of Jesus Christ and the utter dependability of God, the inspirational thought on faithfulness. The one who is being led by the Spirit of God to produce the fruit of the Spirit will follow in the footsteps of the God and Savior he serves. Those footsteps include the virtue of faithfulness, the virtue of reliability. Let's go to meekness. Let's look at some definitions. This definition as defined by dictionary.com of meekness. Humbly patient or docile, as under provocation from others, or overly submissive or compliant. The word net says the feeling of patience, submissive, humbleness. But the Bible defines meekness as this. Let's look at James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation with his works with meekness of wisdom. The NIV, with that same verse, says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. This means, as the Eastern Bible Dictionary points out, that to be meek is to have a calm temper of mind, not easily provoked. So we can see that meekness is linked to humility. The Bible speaks of Moses being meek. Numbers 12:3 says, now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men were on the face of the earth. Meekness is so important that it is the third characteristic Jesus mentions in his foundational teaching, the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the meek, that they shall inherit the earth. Another word associated with meekness is gentleness, but the same is as true for gentleness as humility. Both are part of meekness, but it is not really either. Its characteristics and use are much more involved in either of them. It is a condition of mind and heart, which demonstrates gentleness not in weakness but in power. It is a balance born in strength of character. The meek shall inherit the earth, and when they do, they will proceed to govern it. Meekness is a virtue God has determined those who will have dominion in his family must possess. Let's look at what the word says about meekness. We're going to further explore the word says and then quickly review differences between goodness, gentleness, and meekness, and then end with the inspirational thought. Godly meekness is impossible unless we first learn a just and lowly estimate of ourselves. We must become born in spirit. We do this by coming before God in deep penitence and with a clear knowledge of the vast difference between ourselves and what he is and what he means us to be. Paul says in Romans 12:3, for I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. While pride destroys self and others, humility serves and builds. We should recognize that when Jesus presents meekness in Matthew 5:5 as a highly desirable quality, he prefaces it with, blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are those who mourn, as verses 3 and 4. He places it within a context that contains qualities that are similar to meekness. Alexander McLaren writes in his comments on verse 5, meekness is the conduct and disposition towards God and man which follows from the inward experience described in the two form of beatitude, which had relation only to ourselves. In other words, meekness is the active fruit of the other two, but whereas poor in spirit and mourning are both internal and operation, meekness is both internal and external in its execution in one's life. Though this is not a complete description, it lays a good foundation. Mourning springs from a sense of sin, from a tender conscience, from a broken heart. It is a godly sorrow over our rebellion against God and his will. Some more differences between meekness, gentleness, and goodness. Let's look at those. John Maxwell, speaking on gentleness, notes that the last three in the list of the fruit of the Spirit are faithfulness, gentleness, and temperance. He says, I think these three are listed last because they really show maturity when we're able to conquer the flesh and be filled with the Spirit of God within our lives. In last week's lesson, gentleness was defined and explained in meekness. But to make distinctions for today, let's look at this explanation. The root meaning of the words can help you understand the differences. Part of our problem today is that we tend to overlap these characteristics without making distinctions between them. Gentleness is kindness. It's about usefulness and moral excellence. How do we treat other people? Are we showing ourselves to be solid representatives of Jesus and his gospel? It's not just about being nice to everyone, but treating them in ways that will bless and help them. It includes using tough love to speak to their need and stop sinful behaviors. Goodness is about virtue and working for the good wherever we can. God is truly good. So for us to have any goodness, we must be following him and obeying his word. Today, goodness has been very watered down, with individuals forming their own definitions of what being good means. We should probably interchange goodness with godliness to gain a better picture of what this fruit of the Spirit is about. Meekness is gentleness. It's about humility. Right humility in the sight of God. A simple definition for meekness is same strength. The one with strength holds back for the good of the other. Jesus could have come down off the cross. He was strong enough, but he stayed there in meekness to pay the penalty for our sins. Ask yourself the question, who gets credit? Godly meekness isn't greedy for recognition. The inspirational thought for meekness. It was John Miskin who said, I believe the first test of a truly great man is his humility. I do not mean by humility doubt of his own power or hesitation in speaking his opinion, but really great men have a feeling that the greatness is not in them but through them, that they could not do or be anything else than God made them. Andrew Murray said, the humble man feels no jealousy or envy. He can praise God when others are preferred and blessed before him. He can bear to hear others praise while he is forgotten because he has received the Spirit of Jesus, who pleased not himself and who sought not his own honor. Therefore, in putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, he has put on the heart of compassion, kindness, meekness, long-suffering, and humility. On next week, I will finish the series by reviewing the characteristic temperance and offer a very brief summary of the entire series. That concludes the lessons on faith and meekness. These lesson outlines and content were extrapolated from various ministry resources. I hope you are blessed by today's lesson. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word of today, that someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Help us to walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, manifest the fruit of the Spirit, and live in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. The steps to salvation, the four A's, acknowledge that you are a sinner, agree with John 3:16, ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Acknowledge, agree, ask, and accept. The next two songs will be by artists who will be my guests next week. Andre Bird singing Can't Get Enough, and then Morbid Brown Clark singing There Is a Sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, let me hear you say, let me hear you say, ooh. Not perfect, blemish scarred, misused, and discarded, or maybe so they thought. I've been nothing, then came you. You gave me all your heart, revived, restored, and made me a vessel to never, never.
It's always you.
Ooh, I need it, and not ashamed to say, especially since I found out you're abundant in grace. I hope you're ready, 'cause I'm not ever gonna go away, but something tells me that's the way you want it. Just keep that love flowing,
and because of his blood,
I overcome.
I don't.
So that was Andre Bird and Maurette Brown Clark. And as I said, they will be my guests on next week. We thank my guests, our fitness coaches, the Ellingtons. And on next week, just as a reminder, my guests again will be Andre Bird and Maurette Brown Clark, and I will also finish the Fruit of the Spirit series. Also, as another reminder, Monday, August 5th, Monday, August 12th, Top of the Morning will not air live broadcast, as I've been recommending. You can go back and listen to some of the previous broadcasts you may have missed. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye until next week. This is Dr. Fama Wing getting ready to sign off. Until next week's Top of the Morning show, I'm going to say goodbye, world. As we end with Kurt Carr, he's got to put Jesus back. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top, good morning to you.
Everybody, I am a Jesus promoter. I got a new song that says, we got to put Jesus back. Make him number one, first in our lives. That's where he belongs.
We are the champions.
We're the champions.
That's Timmy and Davis, little boy. You gotta watch out for that one. Hey! Where my Jesus from?